Welcome to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs, and today we're going to tackle a quandary that I'm sure everybody out there faces. Just how the heck do you get on TV? Now, I'm not talking about having your own show or anything like that, but how do you pop up in the background, or how do you find a way so you can call your friends and say, hey, check me out at 10 o'clock, whatever. Now, to help me figure this out, I've called up an old college friend of mine, Taryn Winter Brill. She has lots of experience on TV. She first worked behind the scenes on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and now she's a features correspondent for Good Morning America. She joins me now from New York. Taryn, welcome.
Thank you. It's nice to be welcome.
So, Taryn, you've been on TV, what, for 5, 6 years now, 7 years now? A while.
Yeah, a while, something like that.
And how did you find your way onto television?
Well, I knew I wanted to be a reporter or a host. I wanted to be the person asking questions. I didn't necessarily want to be someone on, you know, a reality show saying, hey, look at me. I wanted to be interviewing the people who want to be on TV kind of a thing. So I worked at a game show behind the scenes, and I was lucky enough to learn a lot from that host. But while I was doing that, I knew I had to get a reel together if I wanted to be a host or a reporter. So believe it or not, I just searched the internet, and I looked at Backstage magazine or Backstage newspapers, and I saw an audition to host an internet show, an entertainment internet show. I said, that's right up my alley. I went, and that's really how I got my start.
So really, if you want to be someone who's on TV, it's the same process maybe as actors who want to be on film. It involves an audition process.
Exactly. Look, seek out opportunities, get a tape together. I always say to a lot of people, if you're looking to do what I do on my side of things, just take a camera, a mini DV, and go do MOS, which stands for Man on the Street interviews. And you just interview people, question of the day, and that'll suffice. People just want to see what you look like, how you sound, and if you can articulate.
Well, let's say that you don't really want to have being on TV as your job. You just want to get on TV and show all of your friends, hey, check me out at 10 o'clock or whatever.
I mean, 15 minutes of fame kind of a thing.
Exactly. You just want to have the fame and glory, however fleeting it may be. Now, you work at Good Morning America, where there's tons of people doing anything they can to get noticed. What have you found is a way people really stand out in the crowd when they're trying to get on Good Morning America in the background?
Oh, you mean like in the studio?
Yeah, in the studio.
It always helps if you have cute little children. People like to see cute, adorable faces. That's a surefire way to get on. And then obviously a lot of people hold signs, but you want to make your sign unique, make it pretty bright and colorful, and maybe just a shout out to your town or happy 98th birthday to somebody, something unique. If it's just pretty boring and sort of gets lost in the sauce, as I like to say, it's kind of a waste of your time.
You like to say lost in the sauce?
Yeah, sometimes.
That's awesome.
Only if it's appropriate.
So you mentioned a lot of times people are looking for this man on the street interview type thing. And in New York, I guess people are doing man on the street interviews all the time. And let's say you just want to be picked as Joe Schmo expert. Where's the best place to hang out to be picked for man on the street?
Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it just so happens our offices are on the Upper West Side, so we tend to stick there. But a lot of times we'll come to Times Square if we're looking for a tourist type of man on the street, where we want international type people. Also, I'd say Central Park and Bryant Park. Go to the two parks, go to Times Square, where there's a lot of crowds. And if you're looking to get on ABC, just hang out on the Upper West Side between 66 and 76 on Columbus Avenue.
So seek out where the big networks are and say, hey, I'm available.
Yeah, just sort of, yeah, exactly. When you see a camera crew, if you really are that into it, you say, hey, what are you shooting? Do you need any MOS? And if you say MOS, they'll be like, oh, this person knows what they're talking about.
Oh, so you act like, hey, I am an expert ready to tell you my point of view.
Exactly.
Oh, I like that.
And try to just look the part. You want to look approachable, and you don't want to be, pardon if I'm offending anybody, but you don't want to be hanging out in a black trench coat with a mask and black pants in the middle of summer. You want to have a sort of an approachable disposition.
That would be suspicious, wouldn't it?
Exactly. Yes, yes. I'm sorry if I offended anybody with that statement. I didn't mean to, but
no,
you know what I mean.
No, that's cool. I don't think the black trench coat portion of our audience is really going to be offended. But let's say now you've also worked in studio situations, and studio audiences, I guess, for most shows are free tickets, right, to get mm-hmm. onto a show. But then, of course, the way they seat, because I had this experience when I went to the Tonight Show where they don't always seat everyone in the same places. So I guess if you have a certain look, they may tend to seat you up front. Is that correct?
I think so. That you're talking about when Jay Leno used to come out and shake people's hands. I think that, you know, television, unfortunately, is a shallow business. That's the bottom line. So the audience coordinator is told to look out for people that you consider pretty good-looking, attractive for television cameras, wearing bright-colored clothing. A lot of times, if you're wearing a bright pink, yellow, green, that'll make you stand out, and they want that in the front of the crowd. Also, I'd say when you're going to those studio audiences, here's a behind-the-scenes tip. Stay away from patterns, stripes, polka dots. Just wear a solid, bright-colored shirt. When I used to work on Millionaire, we used to tell all of the companions that came with the contestants, no stripes, no polka dots, because it's just not good for camera.
So a bright red shirt, and if you're not so attractive-looking guy, maybe bring along a hot date?
Exactly. You took the words out of my mouth. Right. Or rent someone for the afternoon or borrow someone. Yeah,
I
exactly.
need you to help fulfill my wishes of being seen in the background of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire.
Exactly. If you've had that long, you know, lived desire.
Now, what about, I mean, you were an associate producer on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, so you must have known, too, how they pick people as well. I mean, let's say you want to be a game show contestant. I guess each show has their own selection process, but is there a way to get yourself maybe up in the queue a little further?
Yeah, I think you need a gimmick. You need something to make you stand out. Obviously, the first thing that we're looking for, really outrageous personality. Everyone says, oh, only the good-looking people get picked. Not true. Sure, if you have a beauty contestant that comes in that's just strikingly stunning, yeah, she'll probably, you know, catch our attention. But we were looking for regular people, so regular average-looking people, but you want a personality that's going to stand out or something unique, a trademark, a trait.
So even if you don't have necessarily the most exciting job, let's say you're an accountant, which
right.
could be exciting, but maybe you have this crazy hobby in
my dad's an accountant. It's not exciting.
Right. See? All right. But maybe, like, you're into rocketry on the side or something like that, you want to talk that up and not your day job.
Right, yeah. Usually in these things, it depends on the process, but we used to travel the country and people would hand in a written application and then they'd come in front of us and I think you get 2 minutes, maybe just 60 seconds. So obviously we're judging you on how you look, but that aside, you just got to go in really excited, high energy, pumped up, telling us what makes you stand out.
Now, here's one other question I have. I mean, I never have been on a reality show, but I was on a blind date once for Jane Magazine, and I was interviewed afterwards, and the first thing I said was, I'm not going to talk about her breasts or anything like that. I'm not going to be one of these guys who talks about that. And then they quoted me.
Right, saying that, right?
Yeah, I was saying, I'm not going to talk about her breasts.
So you were doing it by saying you're not doing it.
Right. So my question is then, how, if you want to get on TV but want to have some way of maintaining some type of dignity or pride or something like that, how can you best do that?
That's a tough one because unfortunately, in my experience right now, what sells on TV is not dignity and pride. I mean, what's making the airwaves, like you said, there is a huge editing process. So if they shoot 100 hours of tape, you're only seeing an hour when it airs. So unfortunately, the dignity stuff and the respect stuff, that's not going to make the cut. So it's hard to say. If you want to do that, you just don't do anything questionable, and then you're probably not going to make it on air, and you look at it that way. But if you are looking to make it on air, unfortunately, you have to do something that makes you stand out. I don't necessarily think you have to lose your dignity in the process, but there has to be a wow factor, and you have to do something outrageous that's going to make you stick out.
Yeah, I got it. So you want to stick out, but maybe not gross people out or wear a black trench coat and freak people out. Got it. Taryn Winter Brill is the features correspondent for Good Morning America and joined me from New York. Taryn, thank you so much.
Thanks, Rob.
And of course, if you have any ideas for future segments for What Would Rob Do or want to comment on how you best got on TV, join the discussion on the What Would Rob Do Facebook fan page. You've been listening to What Would Rob Do? A Guide to Life's Daily Indignities. I'm Rob Sachs.